from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, how the heck are you? Favorite part of the week, right now, I get to sit here and talk with you for hours upon hours. Not enough hours, I know. Couple public service announcements, if you will, before I get cracking with today's program, and it's a good one. You're going to love it. The schedule, the lineup, I should say, is huge. It always is. But many of you have been writing my email address, mark@armedamericanradio.org. That has been down. I have not been able to get an email since late on the 15th. Okay? It's now the 19th, so you can count that down. That's 4 days, all you dopey liberals that need calculators. I've been unable to get emails. Don't know what happened. System went down on the Armed American Radio website. The website was still up, but the email system, the POP server, was not fetching any emails. So I believe I've lost a bunch of them. If you have emailed me, please send that back. That is up and running again. The IT guys were able to get us up and running right before the program today. And this microphone here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios went live. mark@armedamericanradio.org. I know I've missed and lost a lot of emails from you that never came in and I never saw. So that's a hassle and I apologize. But it is fixed due to the awesome people that we have working with us and supporting Armed American Radio. Back behind the scenes, the people you never see, kind of like Shanto back there, who's running the boards and doing everything he does and taking the phone calls and, you know, keeping me happy and laughing in the background from time to time. Sometimes you get to hear his jovial laughter, sometimes you don't. Always fun when you do, though. Guess what? Before I get going, should I tell you the lineup now? Should I do that now? Yeah, let me do that right now. Next segment, segment two, Captain Matt Bruce, the Captain's America Third Watch, he will be here. He had a conversation. He's based out of Tampa, flagship station, where he broadcasts his program, the Captain's America Third Watch, from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific, and you can do the math in between. Every night of the week, six nights a week anyway, he's on air just killing it over the airwaves. Captain Matt Bruce is going to talk with us a little about, for one segment, the serial killer hunt going on down in my adopted hometown of Tampa, Florida, in the Seminole Heights area. He had a conversation with a couple that lives down there today. Because, you see, there's a segment of society that believes you don't have a right to defend your life. Guns have to go because of the spate of spree killings that, you know, those idiots, which I'm going to tell you about here in just a second, one in particular. And he is an idiot, too. Unless you think Gawker's legitimate news, right? Okay, you get the idea. But we'll go there, we'll call him out and show him for what he is, because it's a mindset. Captain will be here to talk about that. Liz Lazarus, author and friend of mine. I've gotten to know Liz over the last couple of years at the Georgia Carey Convention. She's got a book out, and the story behind the origin of the book is quite fascinating. Can't believe we've waited this long to bring Liz on. That'll round out hour one. Hour two, of course, sees the great A.W.R. Hawkins. So much to cover with him. Not enough time. You know that. And hour three, an hour with George the Mad Ogre Hill. We're going to talk about nickel-plated sissy pistols. Look it up. And a whole bunch of other stuff. I had a wonderful hour with George. God, I just love George to death. He's such a dear friend. Do you remember from years back we used to play Stump the Ogre? I tried to throw something at him, obscure a firearm, something like that, and George would always have an answer. I was never able to Stump the Ogre. No, we're not going to play Stump the Ogre tonight. We'll probably talk about it a little bit. We're going to talk some hardware with him. I wrestled with this today. I really, truly did. I had just an amazing hour with George talking a number of hardware-related issues and some tactics and fun stuff like that on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense early last week. And it was such a fun hour. The feedback was so good that I really wrestled with playing that hour again in the third, because it was an instant classic best stuff. But I don't want to do that. Why? Because I want to keep it live. There's more to talk about that has transpired since that conversation I had with George and today. So while we'll be able to go back and talk about some of the things we did with George, hardware-related, nickel-plated, sissy pistols, you know, played that clip from, what's the movie? Marshals, U.S. Marshals, right? Lose that nickel-plated, sissy pistol, get yourself a Glock, something like that, right? We'll probably play that again in hour three. But there's so much going on, I wanted to bring that to you live. So we're going to, it's going to be a redux. It'll be a fun hour with George the Mad Ogre Hill. We're going to spend it just with George. First, let me take you back down to Sarasota, Florida. An Uber driver, Fox 13's reporting this. An Uber driver shot a passenger in self-defense, deputies in Sarasota said, well, wait a minute. How can that be? Uber has a policy that their drivers can't be armed. Of course, Uber doesn't provide automobiles. They do. They have a lease program. Most Uber drivers use their own vehicles. I don't care who you are. You ain't telling me what I can carry in my own car, especially when I'm picking up strangers on your behalf. Sorry, but I'll sign the piece of paper anyway. Thursday night, an Uber driver told investigators he called 911 after shooting a passenger, later identified as a Jeffrey Rusher. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. Don't really care. But the driver apparently picked up this cat and his girlfriend. They got into it, and he started hearing some slapping going around. So after confronting the guy, I guess he stopped the car and the guy got out. And the driver asked the guy's girlfriend if she still wanted to be driven home, according to the Fox 13 piece. But apparently, our actor returned, started threatening the driver in an aggressive manner, quote-unquote, from the Fox 13 piece, in an aggressive manner. Driver pulled out his gun, tried to push the guy away, but was punched. He then pointed the gun and warned him to back off, but the guy refused and said, I'm going to kill you. And the victim then, or the victim, because this is the key word here, the victim. The victim is not the idiot that got the bullet, right? Understand? The victim is the Uber driver who was being attacked by our actor. Keep that in mind. Very important. Lots of people would call the victim the criminal. We've reported him here. But he put a round into the guy's leg. And the deputy said he was clearly in fear for his life. Driver had a permit. Will not face any charges. So why do I tell you that story about Uber? Well, it's one of dozens upon dozens upon dozens upon dozens upon dozens of incidents similar to that that happened that very day. And that happened today. And that are happening right now. All across the fruited plains. But there are idiots out there that think, we have to ban guns. And there are many of you who think, oh, we're cool. It's all good. Trump got elected. Let me paraphrase a little bit from this piece. Obscure website. I hate to even give them any. I really hate to give them a shout here, but I'm going to. Splinternews.com. It's a far left. Guy wrote for Gawker. Salon, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, this guy's far left. His name is Alex Perrine. But you know, I'm a member of the board of directors of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and CCRKBA linked to this piece last week. And I saw it and it jumped out at me because this is the mindset that I talk about on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. When we talk about gun ban or gun grabber, this is the epitome of it. And here's a guy, I'm not going to go into the whole piece, I'll just give you a little bit. Spree shootings have become an epidemic. And it's obvious to him that, quote, we as a nation need to disarm. Now, that statement on its surface is flat out stupidity. Anyone who believes this nation is going to disarm and do so peacefully has screws loose. Yet again, emotional knee-jerk stupidity, intellectually dishonest. At its core, this nation will never disarm. So if you want to pretend there's a debate, lefty, you're going to want to start right there. Because it ain't going to happen. And the Constitution, by the way, is written in such a way that if you really want to disarm, then you need to start the process of amending said Constitution. Oh, I can think of Prohibition. You want to go back there? 18th and 21st Amendments. You want to do that? It's not going to happen with the right to bear arms. The right to bear arms predates our Constitution. It is a human right recognized by our Constitution. Americans will never give up their guns. So you and Piers Morgan and the rest of these dopey former Gawker people need to start there. Otherwise, you're just flat out being intellectually dishonest. Or you're stupid. Or ignorant. As Mike Gallagher said when I was a guest on his show a couple weeks ago, probably a combination of all three. But here's what he said. But it's clear that the historical era in which America's many responsible gun owners could have joined with liberal gun rights opponents to beat back the nuts and install sensible regulation is long behind us. Do you understand where I'm going with that? I'm going to stop there and go to my next guest, Matt Bruce, in a moment. That's the key takeaway from that piece. You should have joined with us. We're common sense. The progressive liberal gun grabber is common sense, and the time for you to join with us is long gone. Dare I say come and take it at that point? Is that what I'm supposed to respond? Dare I say? Okay, come and take it. Back with Captain Matt Bruce right after this. Gosh, we should have joined with those progressives because they're right. Gosh, we should have known all along, right?
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
I got caught off guard there. I wasn't watching the clock. I was having a drink of water in the studio with a sign right on front that says, no food or drink in studio. Signs as effective as no guns allowed, huh, criminals? Yeah. Attention gun owners, can you say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are safe? Can you? Can you really do it? You should be able to. What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Many other questions I could ask you, but I'll stop at those three. Look, these are important things that you as a responsible gun owner need to know, and you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. Don't miss this opportunity, please. It's a 164-page guide and the free audiobook that I recorded for you. You're going to learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. We're only offering this to you, my listeners at Armed American Radio, for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus home defense checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. The Armed American, Mark at armedamericanradio.org email address is back up and running. I'm already getting some emails. I appreciate it so much. Send them on to me, especially when you get that. Now, let me go to Tampa quickly with this. Welcome to the river at Tampa Bay Church. Right of admission reserved. This is private property. Warning. Please know, this is not a gun-free zone. We are heavily armed. Any attempt will be dealt with deadly force. Yes, we are a church, and we will protect our people, the pastors. Captain Matt Bruce, host of the incredible Captain's America Third Watch, heard every night. Tomorrow's news tonight from down in Tampa. Matt Bruce, the captain. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, and it sounds like you're on a roll.
I am. I'm tearing it up today. Got a lot to talk about, and I'm glad you could join us. Couple things. First of all, you know, that sign over at the River Tampa Bay Church, know where the church is, that sign's been up for a long time. That's not new. It's been up for over a year.
It's not the only church with a sign like that, because there's some other churches that are letting people know that they have people with concealed carry permits and they're carrying inside the church. They're just not saying who they are.
So when you hear, because I know you were probably listening, when you hear some dope idiot gawker goofball, you know, with, I don't know, two or three comments on his piece at some far-left site, talk about it's high time to take guns away. And I read you what happened with the Uber driver right down the road from you in Sarasota.
Right.
And you see this over here. Which one's common sense, Captain?
Common sense is to arm yourself, to protect yourself, because that's exactly what's going on right here in Tampa.
All right, let's go there. What a great segue. Perfect place. I love you. That's why I love you. You're so good at what you do. You got to listen to the captain, I'm telling you. If you're like me and you're up at all hours of the night, by the way, you can catch me every Wednesday morning at 5:05 a.m. Eastern, 2:05 a.m. Pacific with the captain for a half hour for two segments. We have a lot of fun together. All right, Captain, Seminole Heights, a place near and dear to my heart, an area that's really growing from what it was 20 years ago when you didn't want to go there. Now lots of people want to be there. You know, it's booming. Lots of great restaurants, all those beautiful bungalow homes and everything else. It's a booming area, but there's a serial killer on the loose. You spoke to a couple that live down there today. Are they cowering in fear?
No, they are not. As a matter of fact, these were millennials, and they were telling me not only what they were doing, but what other millennials were doing and other citizens in the community. Now, the young lady was a professional, and she got up and went to work early in the morning by herself. It was usually just about dark 30 when she went off to work. And her better half was a former Marine, disabled Marine, and he is working part-time. He's got a little DJ business, so I had a chance. I was with the DJ today at an event I was at, a Hometown Heroes event. So I got to talking about him, about the thing in Seminole Heights, the event there, and the girl says, well, you know, we live there. And I says, no. I says, tell me about it. I said, what have you done to protect yourself? And she goes, well, I went and bought a gun for the first time. I bought a pistol. My better half went with me, and we chose a pistol that worked well with us, and I'm now taking a concealed carry course. And I'm going to get my permit. In the meantime, her better half had a concealed carry permit, and he had two guns, both pistols and weapons of his choice. And he was telling me, he says, my neighbors are arming themselves. He says, they're not taking us sitting down. They're going out, they're buying weapons, and the people that want to have a concealed carry permit are doing just exactly that.
Florida has more concealed carry permits outstanding than any other state in the nation, well over 2 point something million. It's a whole bunch. So I got to ask you this. Wait a minute here. This doesn't make sense. Millennials buying guns? I thought millennials were all screaming at the sky and were looking for safe spaces. And I mean, the quote-unquote news tells me that all millennials are, you know, everything's electric and their faces are, they're growing weird thumbs. And a lot of them are. Let's face facts. That's part of life today. But because of their texting, that's right. But wait, I thought all millennials were a bunch of chicken littles. You mean some of them actually understand real common sense, Captain?
Yes, sir. This was a former Marine, and he's got a lot of veteran friends that have moved into the neighborhood because, again, revitalizing the neighborhood, the veterans were able to get in there and get VA home loans, so that's what moved into the area. Nothing wrong with that. I'd love to live with those guys. And then, of course, his better half is a professional. She works for a medical facility, so there's a lot of professionals that are in there right now. And there's an older neighborhood mix in there, too. And like I told you the other morning when you and I were chatting, we had a call from a woman sitting on a porch with a double-barrel shotgun with her porch light on and her husband sitting beside her, and she was just daring anybody to come walking up the street by her.
Whoa, hold the boat a second. We did have that conversation. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked you then. Well, how come they're not just locked in their houses and shuttered in? I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. This is the society that the boneheaded gawker writers want us to live in, where only the bad guys have guns, because apparently they're too stupid to believe that every American would just turn in hundreds of millions of guns, and we all know that's intellectually dishonest. So we have to start from where we are, and where we are is common sense tells us we should arm ourselves to be safe against evil, right?
That is absolutely correct. And again, the people with the common sense are doing something about it. They're not just sitting down. They're not kowtowing. Sure, there's people that are going to be scared. They're going to be afraid. They're going to say, oh, my goodness, the sky is falling and everything is going terrible around us, and they're going to run around. But those are the people the television stations are looking for, and they can always find them.
Yeah, because they can create the narrative, right?
That's right.
They can create the narrative with people like that, and they can tell us that that's what, you know, Big Brother is going to be there. Now, I got hats off to the Tampa to TPD down there, who were on scene of the last murder. Unfortunately, well, less than a minute. They were on scene in less than a minute. But here's the point, ladies and gentlemen: when evil decides to act, a cop is not going to, even if their response time is under a minute, the fourth victim is still a dead victim. It's that simple. They can't be everywhere, but we all know that. Captain, can you give us an update in the last minute we have left, what's going on there, and then tell everybody where they can find you, brother?
Well, the police are everywhere, as you might well know. The helicopter's up everywhere. They've got other aircraft up flying around watching what's going on. There was a drive-by shooting the other night. The cops were there within seconds, and they chased a car down. It crashed, and whoever it was, I guess they got away. I'm not sure, but it wasn't the same type of MO. And the people, this person or persons will be found. It may be more than one person, Mark. It may be more than one person, but they live in...
I know. Some people are thinking that. We were talking earlier off air. Some people are thinking that. Captain, I'm getting ready to leave. I got to cut you loose. We got a break coming up in about 5 seconds. Where can people find you? What's the site?
The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. God bless America.
God bless you, Captain. God bless you for everything you do. Can't wait to join you on Wednesday coming up at 5:05 a.m. as I always do on the Captain's America Third Watch. That's Captain Matt Bruce. He's awesome. Broadcasting from the Tampa flagship AM 860 The Answer. Back with author Liz Lazarus after this.
Attention, gun owner. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Look, these are important things every responsible gun owner needs to know. And you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. In your 164-page guide and free audiobook that I recorded for you, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and much, much more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus home defense checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over there now and get yours before they're gone. Armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Hey, I got to give a big shout out before we get cracking here. I've got my next guest for the next two segments. To all of my NASCAR friends, to my friends that work over at Stuart Haas Racing, wow, what a season you guys have had, all of you. Jason especially, man, the individual, one of the guys that builds, good friend of mine, that builds that number four Harvick car. Of course, he was Harvick car. He was, of course, one of the four contenders in today's race down at Homestead, where the Monster Energy Cup was awarded. And wow, what a great season. What a huge season, right? Everybody stands for the anthem at a NASCAR race. 200,000 people dead silent. You can hear a pin drop when the national anthem is playing. Every race, all season long, year after year after year. And you know what? There's a gun in every truck at a NASCAR race parking lot, too. I can promise you, Armed American Radio and NASCAR Nation are best of friends. And I got to tell you, hats off to Martin Truex. What a great season that was. 8 victories, including the win today at Homestead that also gave him the Monster Energy Cup victory championship for the season. And the other two, of course, Busch in the 18 and Keselowski. It was a great race. And to all my friends over at number 43, Richard Petty Motorsports, wow, going to be an interesting year with you guys coming up in 18, but loved it. Thanks for everything you did for all of us all season. Love you guys so many. And to everybody that I know in NASCAR, I'm not mentioning it. You guys are awesome. I love you. And thanks. If you're still watching the National Football League, turn those clowns off, okay? Wow, really? People are still watching football. I was at a restaurant earlier today with my family that would have normally had football all over the screens. Nothing. Zero. Because they get it. Same thing with you. Turn those idiots off. Jeez, it's about time. My next guest, someone who I've had an opportunity to get to know over the last couple of years as I emcee the Georgia Carry Convention every year. And Liz has been there the last 2 years. She grew up in Valdosta, Georgia, which, if you know anything about Valdosta, Georgia, it's that last little watering hole on I-75. She says that on her website, too, on her little bio. Also known for its high school football. It's that last watering hole on I-75 right before you enter Florida. Anybody that's driven down 75 over spring break knows where Valdosta is. She was the editor of her high school newspaper and salutatorian of her class. That means number two, right behind the valedictorian. Liz graduated from Georgia Tech with an engineering degree and went on to a successful career at GE before joining a consulting firm. And this is interesting. This is where why she's at Georgia Carey and why we're going to talk with her for the next half hour. She was inspired to write her psychological thriller book, Free of Malice, which you can check out at freeofmalice.com, by the way. The events surrounding the inspiration happened to her while she was a senior in college. She was living off campus in an area called Home Park when she was awoken by the sound of her bedroom door crashing in. Now I want you to go there with me. Theater of the mind in radio, right? Think about it. Think about being in bed last night. Think about going to bed after you hear this show. And you're woken by the sound of your door crashing open. She surprised even herself, she said, at her ability to fight back before this would-be rapist eventually fled. Her voice was hoarse from screaming. Her fingers were bloody from bites, from his bites. She physically survived the attack. Emotionally, however, her sense of security was completely destroyed. As a means to heal, she began writing about that night and the changes to her life. She had mentioned at one point to her brother-in-law that if she had owned a gun, she would have shot the guy when he was leaving. Of course she would have. He countered that her actions might not have been deemed self-defense, which got her thinking about the criminal justice system. And then Free of Malice came about over the years. Liz has quite a story to tell, and we're going to talk with her right now. Liz Lazarus, author, Free of Malice. You have another book coming out too, Liz. We're going to go there in a little bit because there's some fun stuff about it. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Now, we got to have some fun and talk a lot. The last 2 years of the George Carey Convention, I've gotten a picture taken with you, and I love it. Tell us, was my description right?
Oh, it was better than I could have done myself. I think I'll have to bring you on my book.
And now, you just did 18 months, right?
Well, this whole year. So it started in about March. I ended up going to 18 states, 42 different talks. It was a whirlwind, everywhere from New York to California to Florida. And I tell you, it really makes me appreciate Georgia and our gun laws here.
Oh, gosh, doesn't it really? Because you've been all over the country now. I said 18 months. So you've been going what now? You said 18 what?
Well, to say 18 states. I did the book tour for Free of Malice.
Okay, 18 states.
March. Yeah, and we started in March.
Okay.
And I just wrapped it up, and now Plea for Justice, my next book, will come out next year, and I'll be back on the road for book tour, too.
Yeah, I can't wait till that comes out. We'll go there in the next segment. Maybe we'll touch on it before this segment ends, because there's some fun stuff about that. But your story about what happened to you in college when you were living off campus, are you comfortable talking a little bit about that?
Yeah. It was a while back, and, you know, like you had mentioned, I started to journal just to heal. I was senior year living off campus. I went to sleep, and 4 a.m, this guy crashes my bedroom door open. And, you know, people say, you never know if you're going to freeze, if you're going to fight back, what you're going to do. Lucky for me, I started to scream and fought back. And I guess, you know, with my fighting back, and I was making a lot of noise, and I wasn't giving up, he finally got up and left. But even though I wasn't raped, you still have a lot of the PTSD that comes with any type of invasion. And you know, we took care of my home. We locked it up. You know, I got a gun. I did all the things physically to protect myself, but I didn't go through therapy or do the mental things to heal. So for me, the book was really my healing, and it was never intended to be a book. I just started to journal to get it out of my system.
Funny how that happens, and then it turns into something else, something bigger. It's quite common. Talk to a lot of authors where that starts. I know mine was pretty much the same way when I had an incident a number of years ago and pulled a gun on two individuals, and I never had to pull the trigger. Thank God I never had to pull the trigger, but everybody went home alive that day, including two of Tampa's scumbags went home alive that day. They were lucky. One more step, and it probably would have wound up a whole lot different for everybody's lives, and particularly theirs. But, you know, that inspired me, too. So, I mean, I understand where you're coming from there. Let me ask you a couple questions. Was this something you had given any thought to? We talk a lot about preparation, avoidance, and awareness, right? You were living off campus. Question one, did you have any roommates, or were you alone?
No, two roommates, two girls. One was actually at her boyfriend's house, and we found out after the fact. After he left, I called my neighbor who came over. I called the police. We called the police together. And this creep had gone through her room, not to steal anything. He was just rifling through her stuff. So she wasn't there. My other housemate was trying to call 911, but he had disabled the phone. And this was, before everybody had cell phones. But we were super naive because this was not a safe place. We should have had an alarm, for starters. I didn't even think about owning a gun back then. Didn't grow up with them, really. I wasn't for guns, against guns. Just that wasn't even part of my life. But that made me grow up pretty quickly and realize I need to do a couple more things to take care of myself and protect myself.
Yeah, that will do it. And, it's sad. I can't tell you how many people I've talked to over the years and how many people I've interviewed, a number of which became stories, whose life stories became stories in my book, became chapters in my first book, Lessons from Armed America, and followed by Lessons from Unarmed America, where I tell the stories of self-defense, true stories of self-defense, and we hear that a lot. It's not going to happen to me, right? But you never thought about it, did you?
Not at all. I was so naive. And I talk about Valdosta. It was a small town. Grew up sheltered, I would say. So it was, I think the guy was actually going after my roommate. I think he had followed her home a couple of days prior. And, lucky for us, he picked the wrong room because I don't know that she would have fought back. And I'll tell you, since I've been on the
it's awful.
As I've talked to women, and I hate that this is the fact, but every stop on my book tour, someone comes up and tells me their story, whether it was, a break-in, a robbery, an attempted rape, a rape. It the stories go on and on, and I've been overwhelmed on the book tour to hear so many stories from women who have appreciated my book and the talk and can commiserate with me because they have their own story.
You were getting ready to take a break. What I want to do is go into your journey, because this started a journey for you. And that journey has led you into an organization that I'm very fond of, and one whose owner has been on this founder, I should say, Miss Carrie Lightfoot, the Well-Armed Woman. And I know you're very involved with them and have been in the past. So I want to talk about that journey, because this changed your life. And when it changes your life and you write a book about it, it changes so many other lives, too, for the positive. So I kind of want to go there. The book, Free of Malice, you can find it at freeofmalice.com. The author, Liz Lazarus, joins us when we come back from the break here for the final segment of Armed American Radio's Hour 1 of this week's Monster Cast. Don't go away. Back with Liz Lazarus right after this.
Attention, gun owner. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and your home are safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Look, these are important things every responsible gun owner needs to know. And you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. In your 164-page guide and free audiobook that I recorded for you, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and much, much more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus home defense checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over there now and get yours before they're gone. Armedandresponsible.com.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Did I mention I'm sitting in the safest radio studio in all the land here in these Crossbreed Holster studios? I know, some of you worry about me. I get emails because I have my back to about seven AR-15s that are leaning up against a wall here in the safest radio studio in America, the Crossbreed Holster studio. And some of you are concerned that I have my back to those evil black rifles, because we all know they're capable of jumping up and doing things all by themselves, and that they need to be banned because they are so fearful. All right, gun owners, can you say with 100% confidence that your family and home are safe? What if you had to pull the trigger? What do you need? Things you need to know. The cops come, they're coming, they're going to be there. You need to know certain things. Very important. Every responsible gun owner needs to know what's over at armedandresponsible.com. It's the 164-page guide I've been telling you about for weeks, but it's about to go away soon. As soon as I know the date, I'll let you know. All I know is soon, but we're starting to see the inklings of it that there's going to be some replacements over there in the very near future. It's been up a long time because it's been so wildly popular. Thousands of you have picked it up. You're about to miss a chance, and it's completely free. So learn how to detect attackers before they see you. Learn where and where not to sit in a restaurant. I love that section. You've heard me say it. It was some things that I had never thought about, booths and tables, the differences and the locations, right? I always look where exits are and entrances are. I know where to go. I don't put my back to certain areas. But that was kind of an eye-opener for me, and it changed where I sat in a restaurant today with my family earlier today. I can promise you it'll do the same for you. But you'll learn how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids and a whole bunch more. Only offering it to you, my listeners at Armed American Radio, for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you've got to hurry. Act fast. You know you're going to get the bonus home defense checklists, too. We're still including that. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Get yours before it's gone. Armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Let's go back to author Liz Lazarus. Liz, you're on a journey. Your journey started after you were attacked, and I wish I had a dollar for every time I've talked to somebody whose own journey started after they were attacked. How did it get going for you? What was your next step after that?
Well, you know, I put the book to the side for quite a while. You know, the writing in the beginning was just to heal. But one of the things that triggered my idea to write it was, as you mentioned, when I said to my brother-in-law, I would have shot the guy if I'd had a gun. And he said, well, you know, lucky you didn't, because he was retreating, you would have shot him in the back off your property. That wouldn't have been self-defense. So I started working with a couple of criminal defense lawyers to find out what would have happened. So a good portion of the book is this hypothetical legal story for my character of what would have happened had she shot and killed this guy as he was retreating from her house. But I also wanted a gun, and I kind of approached owning a gun now from two different scenarios, kind of the wrong way probably and the right way. The wrong way early on was, you know, I went with a guy I was dating. We tried out two guns, got the one he liked best, practiced for a little while, and then kind of put it away after we stopped dating. And I hope a lot of women aren't like me, but I'm afraid some of them are. But I got back into it when I was writing a book and my character needed to shoot. So I went with a friend to the range and I was like, well, you know, walk me through the steps of how you would teach a novice. And I quickly learned that I was out of practice. And that's part of why I joined the Well-Armed Women. I now have been a member for a couple of years and go every month and practice. And the second gun I bought, I did the right way. I went with an NRA instructor. We tested probably 10 guns, picked the one I liked best. So it was really kind of a tale of two gun purchases for me.
You know, that's interesting because I could dissect what you just said there and make a whole nother hour out of that. Seriously, what you did is what a lot of people do, what most people do. Let me ask you a question. The first time you looked for a gun, did anybody ever tell you this is what you need because you're a woman?
I've heard that a lot from women, that this is what you should get. For me, it was, he picked out the one he liked best, and, you know, got testing for that, but it wasn't one that, in retrospect, it's too big for my hand. I shot it well enough, but the second one I bought, you know, we went through all the things of the grip and how well I shot it and how easy is it to clean. And, you know, we just went through so much more in a thorough way. And, you know, I think a lot of women hear this. It's like buying shoes. I'm on a couple internet sites and the women will say, well, what gun should I get? And there's not a what gun. It's what gun is right for you. And so I see more and more women becoming alert to that and realizing you should try a few out and learn the characteristics of what works for you. And sometimes go with another woman because she can give you some pointers of what's worked for her.
Yeah, great advice.
The purchase was a much better purchase on my part.
That's great advice. Now, your journey with the Well-Armed Woman, and I'm obviously you know Carrie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she's a great lady.
She's a great lady, and I fell upon the organization after I went to the range with my friend, and I'm, you know, embarrassed to say I even forgot to rack the gun. I was so out of practice. So that's when I realized, okay, I've got to join a group and get in practice. And my book tour started just by talking to some of the Atlanta chapters and very quickly spawned into talking to chapters across the country. And Carrie and I have become pretty good friends. I'm even naming a character in the next book after her, the mother character. So I'm having a lot of fun. And for the second book, I mean, I did not intend to write another book. The first book was the hypothetical legal story. People told me it was entertaining. But the reviews were so good and so many people wrote in the review, can't wait for the next book, that I thought, well, maybe I better think about doing that. So the journey for me to become an author was not a planned journey at all. It was a one and done, write this book that's been gnawing at me for years. And the second one only came after this great feedback for the first one.
Well, I'm going to tell you now there's going to be a third one too. You do know that, right?
Well,
there's going to be a third. There's going to be a fourth. It's your calling. That, look, when it's gnawing at you like that, I know that feeling. I always wanted to do something, and you do, and then the second one comes out. You know, we've still got material for the third. We just haven't gotten around to it yet. But that more than likely will happen to you. But it's interesting. Here's what I found fascinating about that. The incident that happened to you earlier in your life that started this process led to a work of fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you found therapeutic. And I'm going to bet that was because you could manipulate the script the way you wanted it to make yourself feel better. Am I on to something there? Or am I completely off base? You can tell me either way.
No, you're definitely on to something. Also because we never caught this guy. You know, he broke in and I did a lot of things right. I used my voice. I fought back and I'm so glad I did that. But I never got a good look at him. And after he ran away, he wasn't caught to my knowledge. So there wasn't much more of a story to tell, but in the fictional world, my character does a hypothetical case of what would have happened had she shot him. So I had more fodder to work with if I took the story further.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just a marvelous time talking to these different criminal defense lawyers, because I was so naive, thought I could just shoot this guy, call the police, I'd be the hero. End of story.
Oh, no.
I learned very quickly, I mean, as I know USCCA is a sponsor, that's not how it plays out at all. And
it's absolutely correct.
Yeah, it was really enlightening to learn how it would have played out.
Well, I can tell you right now there's over 125 USCCA members. You mentioned the USCCA, and you're right, sponsoring the show. That there are over 125 now. I believe the number was at 125 just a few days ago, that are actively using the self-defense shield insurance. So, I mean, you're right. It doesn't play out that way. Hey, Liz, the book is Free of Malice, freeofmalice.com, right? We've got about 20 seconds. Is there anywhere else you want to send listeners real quick?
No, that's great for the website, but we have to let them know that one of the characters in my next book is going to be Detective Walters. And, he's your personality. He's a gruff old guy.
I love it. You got that out. That is beautiful. Thank you so much for that. We'll be talking really soon. Liz Lazarus, I appreciate it so much. The book, Free of Malice at freeofmalice.com. Until the next hour with AWR Hawkins, remember, carry on, carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever leave his cave without his club. We'll be back after this with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News.
You've just billed your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.